our two city lakes just got lower and lower and lower. It's not a pleasant thing to watch.
That's Elizabeth Nelson, the mayor of Marlin, Texas. She says Marlin has overstretched its water supply. The city's two lakes have been depleted by drought, and silt has diminished the amount of water that the lakes can hold.
We probably had no later than 2020 before we ran out of water. And as we have these droughts, we can see that that's starting to happen.
But that could all change if the city gets its new Brushy Creek Reservoir. The city has had plans to build the lake since the 1980s, a plan that would double the city's water supply and provide enough water to sell to surrounding towns. But with an $18.5 million price tag, Marlin doesn't have the money to build it alone.
Marlin can't go to just any bank and get $20 million. And most communities cannot do that.
That's where the Water Fund comes in. Texas's Water Development Board estimates that water providers will have to spend $53 billion over the next 50 years to meet Texas's increasing water needs. This spring, the legislature voted to create a revolving fund that will make low-interest loans for water projects. But in order to start that fund, the state needs Texans' approval to set aside $2 billion from the state's savings account, and the vote takes place tomorrow. But it's unclear which projects will even see the light of day. Here's Andrew Sansom, the director of the Meadows Center at Texas State University.
Currently, the water plan is an amalgamation of 465 projects, or however many there are, and there's no ranking. There's no criterion that says this one is more cost-effective than that one, or this one produces more water, or the need over here is greater.
Since the state doesn't have $54 billion to finance every project immediately, the Texas Water Development Board will have to create a ranking system. There are 25 other reservoirs slated to be built under the water plan, and that only accounts for 17% of the whole water fund. The other 83% of funding will go to conservation measures, aquifer projects, desalination projects, and pipelines. Here's Martin Rochelle, a water rights attorney based in Austin.
You know, it's unlikely that every one of those projects will be built. They may all be built, but they won't all, you know, they're not all going to get permitted and built in the next decade. Some of them are projects that are really 30, 40-year out projects.
Fortunately for Marlin, 10% of the fund must go to water supply projects based in rural areas. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.